Good morning, everyone. It is Wednesday, March 23rd, 2016. This is Marty Duran with the Fourth Estate Drive Time coming to you live from the upper room because it is Wednesday and I don't have to get on I-40. The Fourth Estate Drive Time is brought to you by Jord at woodwatches.com. 100% wood watches, unique and unforgettable. Check out Jord Wood Watches at woodwatches.com. Use the coupon code T4EPodcast. And save yourself 10% on any watch. And you really should check those things out if you haven't done so yet. I keep telling you and telling you, they are really, really gorgeous. And if you're a watch kind of a person, and a lot of us are, I recommend you take a look at Jord Watches, woodwatches.com. Latest update on the Brussels bombings is via NBC News, and police have identified that two brothers were the suicide bombers at the airport in Brussels. Khalid El Bakroui and his 30-year-old brother Ibrahim El Bakroui, I suppose would be his last name there, are pictured in security footage, and they are the ones who blew themselves up and killed others as well. Most recent total via NBC News is 30 people dead, 260 at least injured, and a third person, Najim Lashroui, is on the loose and is subject of a manhunt there in Belgium. These guys had been arrested before. At least one of them had been arrested before. They were known ISIS sympathizers, and of course now ISIS has claimed credibility for the attacks. And this is their lashing out. Let me see if I can find the exact quote in the article here. Anyway, they're lashing out against the oppressive Belgians. I don't know how in the world they come up with that one. But anyway, also in this article is an embedded tweet where the defense or the interior minister of Belgium says, "I don't think we missed anything." End of quote, regarding a possible intelligence fail regarding the attacks. So I don't really know how he comes to that particular conclusion, because certainly something was missed somewhere by somebody for these guys to be able to organize in such a way. And the guys who died were apparently related to the Paris team of terrorists who attacked last year. Three Mormon missionaries from Utah were among those wounded. A Brazilian-Belgian basketball player among those wounded. A U.S. serviceman among those wounded. A Peruvian resident, resident of Brussels was among those killed, if I'm not mistaken, in the accumulation of news. So, ongoing manhunt for the one and identity on two who blew themselves up in Brussels at the airport bombings most recently. From the primaries yesterday, Donald Trump has taken Arizona on the Republican side, with Cruz coming in second. And Cruz has taken Utah with John Kasich coming in second. Cruz literally took Utah. He wound up with, like, I don't know, almost 70% of the vote or something like that. It was an enormous amount, an overwhelming victory in Utah for Ted Cruz. Bernie Sanders on the Democratic side won Idaho and Utah, and Clinton took Arizona. This is all according to Real Clear Politics results. And Bernie took Iowa and Utah by massive amounts on the Democratic side. So why is Kasich still in the race? That is the question that a million people ask all the time. Kasich himself has said that he is hoping for, or angling for, not even hoping for, his strategy is to get to a brokered convention so that he can force delegate voting apart from what they have pledged to vote via the elections or the primaries and the caucuses themselves. It dawned on me yesterday, or this morning maybe, after a conversation that I had with a friend, that Kasich is the closest thing to an the philosophy of an Eisenhower or a Reagan who is in the race. Neither Trump nor Cruz are what you might consider historical Republicans. They are, or historic Republicans, they are far to the right of Eisenhower and far to the right of Reagan even. Although Trump's recent interview with WAPO leads some to believe, anyway, that his foreign policy would not be quite as aggressive as he has previously said. So, of course, we won't know until he takes office what his actions would be. But based on his comments in interviews, and Cruz, of course, is very military-oriented as well. So interesting there. Trump continues to roll on the Republican side. Clinton loses 2 of 3 yesterday. I don't have the delegate counts on those states, so I don't have the totals to give to you. Lifehacker is saying that the new iPhone SE, of which I'm already a fan, is essentially the guts of an iPhone 6 jammed into an iPhone 5 case. Personal note here, I'm not a fan of enormous smartphones. I guess they have their place, and it seems their place would be for people who play a lot of video games or who watch an enormous amount of video on their phone. They don't prove any advantage for me for consuming written content or watching the periodic viral video or following Twitter or following Facebook. My old trusty 5 is doing well. So I was excited when the SE was introduced because according to Lifehacker, it will fit in my current iPhone 5 case, and I don't have to go buy a new one until I am good and ready to do that. So if you're wondering, the specs on it are so close to an iPhone 5 that you could use the same case, but it has a 12-megapixel camera, and it has the horsepower, if you will, of an iPhone 6S. So if you're an Android person, good luck on getting all of your security patches taken care of, and we'll see you on the other side. VentureBeat, if you are a blogger and you have interest in keeping up with the tools and such around blogging platforms, VentureBeat has an article about a blogging app called Ghost. Now, this does not work in conjunction with WordPress or Blogger. This would be in place of WordPress or Blogger, and the recommended hosting sites are not the most common ones like GoDaddy 1&1 or Bluehost and things like that. It's Google Cloud or something along that line. So this is definitely a new vibe if you're in the blogging world, but it's what makes it interesting to me and why I think if you're a blogger you might want to check this article out is it's an app. Ghost is an app, so you download it through the App Store, and then you can do posts and editing and all that kind of stuff via the app, and you don't have to use your browser and, you know, log in your your dashboard and all that kind of thing, and then hope that that your browser doesn't crash. It's an app that allows you to enter your data, enter your posts, and all that kind of thing. So what I hope this does is within a short amount of time. Provides a more functional app for the rest of us. Now, if you do blog on WordPress, the WordPress app for iPhone is really, really fantastic when it's working right, which is most of the time. And it has been very helpful to me for editing posts and for drafting posts. And if you do use WordPress and you aren't using the iPhone app, then I would really encourage you to check it out because it's really, really helpful. Not to mention the fact that it gets you your stats pretty doggone quick. If you haven't listened to President Obama's speeches from Cuba, I would encourage you to do so. I'm probably going to post the transcript online today. There's a couple of things that are being excerpted way out of context. Of course, this is just websites that here in year seven are still praying for Obama to fail and, you know, pull out his actual birth certificate from the Aga Khan Hospital in Nairobi. But if you want to see or want to read the speeches themselves, I encourage you to do so. Both of the one before the press conference with Castro and the one that was considered a speech to the Cuban people. Both of them are online, and they're worth watching or putting on the background and listening to, because you will not get the full vibe by listening or watching just those headlines that are coming down your newsfeed. And speaking of headlines coming down your newsfeed, I'll be following up on this one today. I saw starting a couple of days ago that four Wycliffe translators were supposedly killed in an undisclosed location in the Middle East. And two of them died as they had thrown their bodies over a national who had been working to translate the scriptures. And this has all the, and I'm not saying it's a bogus story, but I will tell you it has all the evidence of a bogus story. And I noticed that World Magazine, which is one of the most reputable news magazines on the conservative and religious side, apparently has pulled their story. I saw the headline, and when I went to read the story, it was gone. And all of these stories are coming from an organization called Wycliffe Associates, which is not the same as Wycliffe Bible Translators. This is an affiliated group, they claim, that exists to accelerate Bible translation. Their logo is different than the Wycliffe logo. The font, the website, everything about it is different than the Wycliffe site itself. So I'm going to make a couple of phone calls today and find out what's going on, because every story about these four people who were killed has been out of or has sprung off of this one Wycliffe Associates page. And I'm really suspicious because World has pulled the story. There's nothing on the Wycliffe homepage about this incident. There's nothing on the page of the Summer Institute of Linguistics, which is the Wycliffe affiliate, nothing on there about an incident related to this. So I'm going to try to track down something and be watching the blog at MartyDuran.com for some kind of an update on that, hopefully as soon as this afternoon. Thanks for listening. This has been a little longer than normal. I hope you have a fantastic day. This is the Fourth Estate Drive Time, brought to you by Jord at woodwatches.com. Check them out. Use the coupon code T4EPODCAST and save yourself 10%. The Fourth Estate Podcast and the Fourth Estate Drive Time are productions of Roundtable Media Group. You can check out Roundtable at roundtablemediagroup.com and visit our ever-growing family of podcasts and podcasters and check those out. I think you'll be happy with the ever-growing selection, getting you away from the shrill and putting you in a place where you can have some meaningful conversations around digital content. And until the next time, this is Marty Duran with the Fourth Estate Drive Time. I hope you have a fantastic day.